Time for Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. We are just going to do some random talking here, like we do every day at this time. But Kat can't be with us this morning. She's otherwise engaged, and so Cynthia's here. Hello, Cynthia.
Well, good morning.
Cynthia Graw is our guest, and not our guest, but our partner in crime this morning. And we are going to talk about escapism, Cynthia.
Okay.
There is a new survey out by the dreaded Daily Mail. This is the British equivalent of BuzzFeed, basically. They will ask people anything. So they took a survey, and they wanted to know if you could trade your actual life with a life in some sort of virtual world, some sort of fictional world, would you take it, and where would you go? And 17% of people surveyed said, yes, I would go in a minute. So this is big territory.
Oh, the possibilities.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you want to? I always kind of wanted to spend a few days. I want to be a vacationer in the fantasy world, but I always wanted to visit the goofy future that you see in Blade Runner.
Right.
I said, that's goofy. I want to see that.
Yeah, it almost reminds you of Westworld. Did
yeah,
you
there
see
you go.
That? Because that's like amazing to watch. Even the original X amount of years ago.
I was just going to say. Cynthia, I'm old enough to remember the original Westworld, not the reboot on HBO. But yeah, it would be great. It would be a lot of fun. And some technologies just don't exist yet. But not everything is about technology. 46% of the people surveyed said they would love to visit places like Mars, Gotham City, or Mordor from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather visit the Shire?
Well, yeah.
Where everything's nice and calm and, you know, people are friendly and generous, you know.
Well, when I saw this, I said I wanted to go to Hogwarts.
There you go.
Because, and not just Hogwarts, but all the things us muggles typically can't do.
There you go.
That would be fun.
Hogwarts Academy would be a great place to tour.
Yeah.
Even if you couldn't get a seat there, even if you couldn't be admitted, just to look around.
My owl never dropped my letter off, so I'm not lucky enough to be able to go.
There you go. There you go. You're stuck here with the rest of us.
Yep.
And Gotham City, I don't know if I want to go to crime-ridden Gotham City or not.
Well, Batman's there to take care of you, so you're good.
Well, Batman is taking care of you, though. What about me? See, this is what I always said. Well, while Batman is interrupting that one crime, there could be other crimes going on.
Yeah, you're right.
He's only one guy. no matter how cool he is.
Can't do it all.
But then again, you know, in Gotham, the criminals are pretty afraid because they're, you know, you never know when Batman might show up.
Right. Oh,
see,
yeah.
This is the great thing about living in a fictional world. You can just set up the parameters that you want and you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
I would have a really nice apartment in Gotham City.
Yeah, that Gotham City is gorgeous. Look at all the movies they've done about it and how tip-top and fashionable and everything. Yeah.
And, you know, in one of those Batman movies, Gotham City looked a lot like Chicago. So, you know, we'd be right at home.
Right.
I was watching one of the Batman movies with a buddy of mine. They showed some shot of what was pretty obviously Chicago, if you know Chicago at all.
Right.
And somebody made the remark. They said, we're going to escape. We're going to get away from this madman. And his buddy leans over to me and he says, where are they going to go, Wisconsin? I said, everybody knows madmen do not go to Wisconsin. 46% want to, and we just hit the nail on the head here, Cynthia. 46% of people surveyed want to live in virtual reality because impossible things are possible. That's not always good.
Right.
Did people not watch Stranger Things?
I love that show.
You don't want that no-face guy wandering around your neighborhood.
No.
It's just that simple.
Now, does this include skipping to different times, like going back in time or going ahead in time? Is it included?
I guess so. All they talk about is virtual worlds, so you could go anywhere.
Okay.
It's all fiction opened up to you.
See, that's another thing I would do. I would go hit back and be walking in the earth while the Beatles are still together.
There you go.
That's exactly what I would do.
You could go to the club. What is it, the Cavern Club?
Yeah, that's one of them, yeah.
Check them out when they were the Silver Beatles.
Yeah, right.
You could follow them to Hamburg.
Yeah.
You could be a great Beatles groupie.
Yeah. Oh, I'm down for it. I'd
say,
do it.
Ach du liebe, ich liebe dich. I love you in German.
Yes.
Just in case anybody wonders what gibberish I'm actually speaking this morning, but it's bad pronunciation. My apologies to German people. But 39% of people say they not only want to go somewhere, they don't want to go as themselves. They want to make an avatar of themselves that's more attractive.
Because impossible things are possible, right?
That's right. If you're going to go to a virtual world, you might as well go all the way and be 6'5", broad-shouldered, rippling muscles, or, you know, some gorgeous Amazon queen. Why not?
Right. Where nobody recognizes you. Like, with people like us, everybody knows us. So if we go to virtual reality and make a new avatar, you can live in complete privacy, I guess, and walk amongst the crowds.
Could just be a complete reboot. You could start yourself over again.
Right. Hey, don't I hear you on the radio? Nope.
Not today. I'm a billionaire real estate investor. What are you talking about?
Right.
9% of people surveyed would want their avatar to be a creature that is not human.
Hmm.
So I don't know about that. There's a lot of things that aren't human that aren't particularly desirable. So
if you didn't come back as the billionaire investor, what would you come back as?
I don't know. You mean if I could pick whatever I wanted
right.
to be?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think being a Smurf would be fun.
A Smurf might be fun, actually. The Smurfs seem to lead a pretty good life. And I already mentioned being a Hobbit, aside from being so hopelessly short, but the Hobbits do all right for themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. Good question. 33% of people would want to meet fictional characters.
Harry Potter.
I was just going to say. So you could meet Harry and Hermione and Ron. And they, you know, they might let you into the group or they might not. That's the chance you take with fictional characters. I have known a lot of people who wanted to meet Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
A lot of people who wanted to meet all kinds of different characters. So that is another wish we have. And, of course, this is why we identify with fiction. This is why we have it. It's because we do connect with these characters.
Mm-hmm.
We do connect with these places. And it's all harmless because it's fiction.
Right.
We can just imagine that if we met Harry Potter, he would like us and want to hang out with us.
Right.
He would not say, well, I'm kind of busy. Talk to you later.
Because we're cool.
Yeah. Why don't you go get us some drinks, Todd, and you could come back later. Okay. How would that be? 22% say they want to get away from today's real-world politics.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, I can see that. But then, like, if you go to the Lord of the Rings, I'll take what we've got right here in the United States compared to Lord Sauron
right.
with his evil eye looking across the countryside, unleashing his necro armies on the rest of the world.
Yeah, and it's the same with Harry Potter because you have Voldemort and all his army behind him, and they're killing people left and right. I don't want to be part of that group.
All of a sudden, it turns into be careful what you wish for.
Right. Right.
So you would definitely be away from today's politics. Or if you launched your, say, ever see V for Vendetta?
No, that's not one I've seen yet.
It's a dystopian future, and politics are hopelessly corrupt in London. So a guy takes it upon himself to become a real-life Guy Fawkes, a really successful Guy Fawkes, if you know who Guy Fawkes was.
But yeah.
He's going to blow up London, set things right. So I don't know. Fiction has its place. And there are a lot of fictional stories that include a lot of stuff that is unpleasant that happens to the main character, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you got to watch that. My favorite novella is Heart of Darkness. And it's not exactly a cheery book. But the characters are really compelling, but I wouldn't want to be there.
Right, right.
I like it as a story, as I sit in my comfortable chair.
And then close the book when it's done and set it down and move on with other things, right?
That's right. If I don't feel like crawling through the jungle, guess what? I'll go get a nice beverage from the kitchen. That's why books are great.
Yeah.
That's why all fiction is great. Now we can even pause fiction. We can watch it on the TV screen and then say, nah, I'm done with that. I'll come back in a few minutes. That is what people say. They want to get out of here. Where they want to go is up to them. And nobody said anything like wanting to live with Nancy Drew or the Bobbsey Twins or any of the youth literature, you know?
That would be fun, though, too.
Going out
and getting mysteries solved.
You want to hang out with Laura Ingalls Wilder on the prairie?
You know, growing up I did. And now I'm like, you know, that's great. I'm glad she could do it, but I don't think I could hoof it anymore.
Yeah, and you know, it's turned out, and I don't want to be the spoil sport. I don't want to be the wet blanket. But a lot of people have said that a lot of what Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote was not really a biography. It was pretty well fictionalized.
No kidding.
To go back and find it. Because, you know, Michael Landon took a lot of heat when he made the TV series. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have stepped up to say, well, it's not like the original books were, you know,
point
perfect acts of journalism. So that is what we'll leave you with this morning on Jock Gibberish. You pick your favorite work of fiction, and you can head for the Starship Enterprise or wherever it is you want to go. And you could spend some time on Alderaan in honor of Kat. We have to talk about, you know, hanging out. I forgot the name of Chewie's native planet.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe you could go visit Chewbacca and his cousins.
I want to go hang out with the Ewoks because they have really cool tree houses.
They do. I got to say, that would be a place to hang out.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be there.
I'm Todd Weinberger. She's Cynthia Graw. That's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.
Don't miss this amazing limited time offer from Sprint. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited data talk and text, plus HD video and 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, all for just $22.50 per month per line for 4 lines. Just $22.50 per line. That's 50% off Verizon Unlimited and AT&T Unlimited Plus rates.